course, two ways to look at other countries. The first one is to import services. When we talk about basically outsourcing of, or offshoring, we are talking about importing services. And also in Holland, both Brazil and China, they are rather invisible, although a few Dutch companies, they have decided on their own to set up a captive center in China.
Mm.
That is taking place on a very small scale, and this is not taking place in Brazil, and there are only a few examples where Dutch companies are active in other Latin American countries. There's, by the way, one exception, and that is your neighboring country, Suriname.
Right, yeah.
And that's because they, as a former Dutch colony, they speak the Dutch language.
Mm.
So we have a few Dutch-speaking call centers in Suriname.
Right.
But if you do not actively promote something, I think there are always a few companies willing to explore China. But I don't think that Brazil will be that important, or will be, because there's not much business or travel going on between Holland and Brazil,
mm.
which automatically can relate into business.
Right, right.
When, and then the other part is not importing services, but exporting mm. services or products. And yeah, that is something completely different. If you are talking about a major domestic market, then it makes sense for European companies to explore such a new domestic market. But again, this could also, this is also applicable for China, because China is also an important and growing IT market.
Yes.
And also China is not being explored by Dutch companies trying to sell their IT services or IT products.
Mm.
And I think there are business opportunities, but again, somebody should start to promote these countries, being it an offshore destination or being it a potential export market.
Yeah.
But again, Brazil is invisible in this field in Holland. So nobody is promoting the export opportunities to Brazil in Holland.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
When, and of course, a small country as Holland, we are doing a lot of trade also with Brazil, I presume, but probably in other fields, maybe agriculture or machineries or logistics, but not in the field of IT.